Sports Today on Brisbane's News Talk 4BC. Kieran Marsh with you through until 8 p.m. Well, the Brisbane Lions get their AFL season underway this weekend when they host Collingwood at the Gabba in an absolute blockbuster. I'm pleased to say we're joined now by their skipper, Tom Rockliffe. G'day, Rocky.
Hey, Kieran. How are you?
I'm very well, mate. Surely not as excited as you, though. The time for talking is done. We're on for competition points.
Yeah, it's good, actually. You don't have to worry about the talk so much anymore, and you can just go about your business now. So it's time for us to do our talking on the field and walk the walk on Saturday night in front of hopefully a sold-out crowd at the Gabba.
You don't like to read too much into pre-season form, but it must have been pleasing that you went through the NAB Challenge unbeaten.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's better that way than the other way, and I think some of the footy that we displayed, not only to our members and supporters and the footy community, but also to ourselves. And we proved to ourselves a few things through the pre-season, and we know we've got to be much better defensively throughout the season if we want to improve. And I think we've seen that through the NAB Cup, and hopefully we can carry that into to Saturday night, but also into season 2015.
The pre-season is generally about process rather than outcome. So what was the main theme that Leppa wanted you to work on in those three games?
Our whole game plan, to be honest with you. I think we was probably getting a bit of continuity together. I think we brought in a few new faces into the list and so on, and just to get our relationship stuff right. And I think defensively we were much better, but also offensively as well. We look quite dangerous at times, and we showed that we can kick a score. And the resilience we showed in the last game against the Gold Coast when we were up against it at three-quarter time to fight our way back, I think that's the signs of a good team. And hopefully, as I said, that we can carry that into the season now. And we've put it all behind us. We've put all the hard work in. And this is why you play footy, to run out there on Saturday nights and Saturday afternoons and perform.
Tom, lots of new faces in the squad this year, not just those experienced recruits you've brought in, the likes of Dane Beams, Christensen, Robinson, but also plenty of young guns out of the draft. Who's impressed you most of the new faces in terms of the preseason?
Yeah, it's been another good draft, I think, for us. I think Jaden McGrath played a really good game through the pre-season for us. He sort of just, he's not scared of anything. He's only a little fella, but the way he attacks the footy is really good, and his footy smarts is outstanding. So I think he'll probably get an opportunity early on, whether he plays one round one or not, I'm not sure. But he's probably put his hand up and elevated him to himself to be able to play senior footy.
A lot of Lions fans were probably asking the question, why was it worth taking a risk on a player like Mitch Robinson? But I've been really impressed with what he's done since coming to the club. Tom, he's an honest player. You know exactly what you're going to get from him. And I think he epitomised that last week when he was honest with the group, and the story came out that one of the first things he said to you guys is it was a pretty honest evaluation of what other teams thought of you in the past few years. So he's not a player that's going to be on the back foot in this first season for the Brisbane Lions.
No, I think it's good. I think he brings that grunt and aggression, and hopefully we can filter it in the right direction for him. And he, you know what you're going to get. He keeps his head out of the foot. He's going to crack you and give you a contest. So that's the most important thing, especially early in the season. And round one, he gets that opportunity to do that for us. And hopefully we can get a few more that buy into that. And Robbo has been outstanding since he got to the footy club. He really buys in to where the club's heading and the direction. So I'm sure Mitch is enjoying his time up here, and hopefully we can have some success together.
One man who's certainly not a new face, but fans would be really excited to welcome him back to the fold after spending much of last year on the sideline through injury, is Daniel Rich. I'm sure he's hungry to get back out and play some competitive footy, and him at his best is a massive asset to this team.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we sort of had a bit of a torrid run last year with injuries, especially early on. So to get Richie back, it's going to be really good for us. He adds that class and the ball, the way he uses the footy. I think he's one that can break the lines with his ball use, and he can kick it over 60 metres. So we probably missed that a little bit last year at times, and hopefully we can get him up and running and he can have a really good season.
Another one who was crueled by injury last year, and I'm sure not just himself as an individual, but you guys as a playing group will be hoping he can get back to some consistent footy, is big Matty Leuenberger, who on his day can be arguably the best ruck in the game.
Yeah, he can. I think Louis had a really good pre-season. He's ticked every box. He's ready to go, as the whole list is. And I think he's proven in the past that he can be an outstanding ruckman, and if not, the best ruckman in the game. So we were probably lucky last year at another Steph Martin for us, who grabbed his opportunity with both hands. And elevated himself to probably a number one ruckman now, and now Louis's got to fight and get that spot back. So it's healthy competition within our team. But also, I think opposition clubs, when they come up against us this year, they're going to have a few headaches on how to attack those two, and it gives us an opportunity to rest one of them deep forward as well.
Tom, we've only reached Tuesday and already a lot has been made of Dane Beams coming up against his former side. He got on the front foot yesterday and said he'd be sending a few sledgy text messages to his former teammates, and I'm sure that he is going to be keen, not just in his first outing as a Brisbane Lions player, but to put one back on his former teammates.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you know what you're going to get with Dane. He's straight to the point. He doesn't mess around. And the good thing is he walks a walk, and we've seen that through the preseason. And it was good to get him up in front of the media early on and build the hype up, and sort of he can focus really, really hone in on his game now and help us out throughout the week on the way Collingwood play and the way to beat him. So I know he's really ready to go. He's excited. He's as happy as he's ever been, I think, up here, and hopefully he can have a really good game on Saturday night, and we can have a really good win.
Collingwood have been rocked a little this week ahead of Saturday's game. I wouldn't expect you to comment on the specifics of the situation down there, but do you think that will affect them in any way, shape or form, or do you think regardless of what's going on off the field, you're always up as a player for the first game of the season?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be up and about. I'm sure it'll affect them a little bit. They'll be probably lying if they said it didn't. It's not an ideal situation going into round one to take the focus away, but I'm sure they're going to come out fired up, and they're not going to just roll over for us because of what's going on this week there. But we're really looking forward to the opportunity. We don't really get many big games up here in Queensland, so to get this opportunity to take Collingwood on round one, and as I said, hopefully we can pack out the stadium and get a really good turnout and just build momentum for the season ahead. I think round one's massive for us. If we can string a few wins together, obviously if we start really well on Saturday night and then start to build in the season from there, then hopefully we can have big crowds throughout the season and put on really good performances home at the Gabba. And that's one of our main focuses this year is to really turn it back into the Gabba Tour or whatever it used to be called, in the Fortress, I suppose they call it, and make sure it's really tough for opposition clubs that come here and want to play against us.
That Get to the Gabba hashtag has been absolutely rampant on social media, Rocky.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing by the footy club, obviously. Social media is so big these days, and if you can get onto a hashtag or something like that and continue to build it up, hopefully we can see more people through the gates. And I think it's quite a tough market up here in Queensland for all the footy codes. If you don't perform, then you're not going to get people there. So it's a player's job to go out there and perform, and it doesn't matter what the social media or the media guys do. It's about the performance the boys put out there. So we've built it up round one, and I think we're ready to go. We've picked every box, and now it's time to do the talking on the field.
Membership numbers have been really strong pre-season before, you know, a ball has been kicked in earnest. You've had some good attendances at your NAB Challenge games. Obviously, the supporters realise there's something building there, and they recognise that probably in the back half of last year and getting really excited about 2015. Do you feel, as a playing group, that expectation building from the supporters?
Yeah, I think it is. I think we haven't seen much success up here for a long period of time now, and it seems to drag out, and we've got high hopes at the start of every season, but something seems to go wrong. So we really want to change that this year. We want to really turn the Gabba into a fortress, and we want to get our memberships up. We want people back at the Gabba, and it's important, as I said, that the players play their role in that, and we've got to go out there and perform, and I think it's really good. We've got an open training session on Friday at 10 o'clock, so I encourage everyone to get along to the Gabba and see the boys. We'll be signing autographs and so on before the game. And I think it's a good opportunity. We want to give back to the people that support us, and hopefully they can cheer us on Saturday night.
It's so good to have a blockbuster like this in round one at the Gabba, so I'm sure the fans will turn out in their numbers. Just before we let you go, Tom, you're a leader of this group now. You're part of a select group of captains of an AFL club in the league. As a leader in the competition, is it disappointing at all that we see another season start under a bit of a cloud? Much like I said earlier, I wouldn't expect you to comment on the specifics of different situations going on, but for you as football players, it must just be so frustrating on the eve of a really important season that we're just talking about things going on off the field at present rather than what's going to be a brilliant season of footy on it.
That is disappointing. I think that's a part and parcel of the job, though, and ideally we wouldn't have the situation and so on, but everyone always tries to push the limits, and I'm not sure, to be honest, what's happened down in Melbourne with whatever they've taken, or so I can't really comment on that. But ideally, you'd be talking about footy come round one, and hopefully we can put all this behind us. And I think the Essendon stuff sort of dragged out for a couple of years, so hopefully we can just knock it on the head and move on and talk about footy, because I think you've seen the way Hawthorn played in last year's grand final, but there's so much exciting footy ahead, and teams are only getting better, and the competition's getting a lot closer now. So hopefully we can talk about footy and we can put all this behind us soon enough.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more there, Tom. It's going to be a great game come this Saturday, hosting the Pies in the AFL season opener for you and your team. Best of luck to the boys. Hopefully you get off on the front foot. Tom Rockcliffe there, the captain of the Brisbane Lions, ahead of that big game on Saturday.